me get John to help me out right here real quick.
And what was your name again?
I'm Lulu. Lulu.
Lulu.
Your marketing.
L-U-L-U? Yep.
Yep. Well, I don't know what's going on here. John, can you hear me? There you are.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm so sorry.
Who are we speaking with? I saw you sent me over a profile.
It's Marcus.
Marcus, okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I just got add a name there. Hi, Marcus. How you doing?
Is there another person here?
Yeah, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. I know you were just speaking with Lulu. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing and details with you.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, can you hear me?
I don't know what happened, but I just heard about like maybe half of what you just said. It was cutting in and out.
Signal. I was saying, my name's John. I'm the director here. I know you were speaking with my representative, Lulu, but she asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you.
Cool, yes.
Did you have any questions for me about the placement on Google or what we'll be able to do for your company aside from just the pricing?
Man, just like I told Lulu, I was born in a time where I should know all kinds of technology, and I just barely started emailing and attaching files like a year and a half ago. I am much more of hands-on kind of person, like give me tools or whatever and do it that way. I'm not big on computers, so like I told her, I mean, whatever pricing is, as long as it's not like a few hundred bucks or something a month, like I'm not trying to spend that kind of money or overwhelm myself. So I asked her what the prices were and then told her, you know, we could either go from there, but I didn't want to waste her time or mine. Same with you, don't want to waste your time or mine either.
Right, yeah, no, I'll definitely get down to the bottom of it. I can respect you saying that too. I'm the same way, but kind of opposite. You know, you asked me to do stuff around the house, it's kind of embarrassing, but I can do anything online with a computer.
Yeah, nothing with a computer, but anything else, I can build a house from the ground up. I mean, whatever I can rebuild an engine, tear it in a truck all the way apart. Doesn't matter.
Well,
that's
why a lot of businesses hire us, though. I mean, they hire us to help keep them busy and get them the jobs, you know? I mean, we'll do what you can't do, and you do what we can't do, and we come together and make some money.
So is this like Angie's Lead kind of thing, or y'all just build a website?
No. That company.
So you don't build websites, and it's not like Angie's.
No, we build you websites, but we're not like Angie's in the sense that Angie's puts people on their website, and then they put their website on Google, and then when they get a lead from Google, they sell it to like five guys that are on their site. We don't put you on our site. We don't promote ourselves. We promote your business for the services you offer. So the customers see you as your own independent business, and they call you directly. We don't charge per lead or click or call or anything like that either. It's just a flat monthly rate in order to be a top recommended option in your area when the spots are available.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's different. If you didn't have a listing available in your area, then I could understand paying per lead. You know, but that.
Yeah,
system,
I don't have any kind of listing. Literally, I have a Facebook webpage, and everything else is word of mouth. And then I do all of the installation work for West Texas Opportunity, which is the state of Texas. So I do all of their installation stuff.
Is that why you brought that up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
I've got a ton of business off them.
Okay. Hey, if you could do well with that, then you'll do great with this. Because like I said, they're using Google to get the leads they sell. It's just those leads are saturated, so they're going to go to more than one contractor, and they're going to charge you for a lead fee, whether you get the job or not. We don't do that.
Yeah, I've already pissed off a few of the contractors because I watch my phone quite a bit, so I have it directly to it. So whenever we have to download a deal called Angie Pro, and whenever we download it, as soon as a lead comes available, you have lead opportunity where you can go in and determine if the lead comes up, if you want to take it or not, and connect with them, and yada yada yada. Otherwise, then they do, like you said, and they send it to 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, however many contractors. But everybody else that does installation work, they blow it where I pump it. So when you blow it, you have an air mixture. When you pump it, there is no air mixture. So whenever I go do the leads, like I explain to them the material I use, I don't use any fiberglass, rock wool, InsoSafe, foam, you know, ants will colonize inside of foam just like they will in dirt. And fiberglass and all that stuff, including foam, has a degradable R factor where mine doesn't. So once I start talking about the material and everything like that, they normally lean toward me, and then there's some people that they're like, nah, I'd rather do it cheaper, which is cool. You know, I'm not a push salesman. Whatever you want to do is cool by me.
Yeah.
But over the last, like, 2-3 weeks, I've got a ton of leads in Abilene, which is about 2 hours east of me.
Ooh,
and every time I get a lead, well, I work all over Texas. It doesn't matter where it is, anywhere in Texas. But anyway, as soon as I go over there, the last six leads I've had there, there's been two other companies that are supposed to show up and give a bid as well. And as soon as I get there, those six leads I sold on the spot. And the other companies, they're not super happy with me. But, I mean, we all get the same leads. We all got to pay for the same stuff. I just figure it's whoever gets there first and has the best pitch kind of thing.
Right. I mean, that's fair game. But it definitely comes down to cost. So, like, if you Googled insulation, Big Spring, just as an example, you'll see, like, Miller in there, and then obviously Four Seasons, which Lulu was saying that's, like, related.
That's my parents' old company. Yeah,
right,
they
right.
used to be in business. I built all the machinery, and they're no longer in business. And then Miller does not do what I do. They do oilfield stuff.
Right. So what I'm saying, though, is because Four Seasons not in business anymore, we have a listing available on the first page. If you go beneath those guys, you'll find the Home Advisor listing where there's like 10 of you. So these 90% of people are going to Google and searching for things like this, or 90% of them pick from the first page. About 5% of them actually go past these guys and go to Home Advisor, right? So you're feeding off a small percentage of the people that actually are going to Google doing the search, and then they're reselling that lead when you could be up there independently and the customers can call you directly. Another problem that I'm having, too, here is that if you look at your text messages, I sent you a link to this report that came out last month about Home Advisor and their problems they're having with the Federal Trade Commission. They could shut down any day now. So I don't know. I understand you like it from what I hear, and that you're able to convert those leads. These leads would be a lot easier to convert, and it would be a lot better than having nothing if they do end up actually getting shut down, which according to those reports, you can read for yourself, but I don't know how much longer they're going to be around. They've actually been shut down before. They were called Service Magic before, and they got shut down, and they rebranded as Home Advisor after agreeing to not sell the lead or charge a lead fee to other contractors that aren't actually landing the job. They're supposed to disperse it, and then the guy that gets the job gets a bill, whereas it hasn't been that way. So that's what they're dealing with now.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that, because at that point, everybody pays for the lead. We're not doing anything to get that lead. They're sending it to us. So
right.
It's just like if you were to go to anybody else's house, yeah, you don't have to pay, but you still have fuel costs to get over there. You still have, your time to go over there. So in retrospect, it's kind of pretty much the same thing as a real life situation versus grabbing the lead from Angie. At least then we know exactly where we're going and who we're talking to. And it's only like 18, 20 bucks for a lead.
Right. How many leads you got to buy a month, though, in order to get consistent flow, Usually if you break it down, it's more cost efficient to go directly to the source. I think that. Getting things wholesale is always a better way to go. Or buying in bulk is always a better way to go than buying things for a premium individually, one by one.
Well, and you can also break it down like this. More or less, this is a cheaper advertising where a company might spend $2,000 in advertising and not get very many leads that month. Where this, they advertise for me for free and send me the deal. In the last, 3 months that I've worked with them, I've probably done like 21 jobs from them and spent like $400 and made maybe 80, 90 grand.
Mm-hmm.
So I
don't
see it as a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Some people benefit from it, some don't. And that's really where the debate is going to be with these court cases, is this actually beneficial or are more people actually getting screwed over by it?
I'm just saying
they use Google. You can look up insulation in Big Spring. You'll see Home Advisors on Google. So if Google wasn't effective in bringing leads to that Home Advisor system, why would they pay Google for it? If I could list you there independently, that'll alleviate a step. These people are already Googling for an insulation contractor, which I don't think they're doing for fun. And if we give them the ability to contact you directly, I guarantee it'll be far more superior than what you're using now. I've been watching it happen for the last 10 years. The only reason people don't do this over Home Advisor would be if they're in your situation where they actually love Home Advisor, or there's not a listing available at all in their area to put themselves on Google in the first place. Because there's only three guys that get promoted there at a time.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that I love it or anything. I'm just, if you don't pay attention, you can get screwed really fast and lose a lot of money. But as long as you stay on top of it and you're watching it, then it's not that bad. Because I had some leads come in where I got charged for, and it was incorrect information. I could never get a home get a hold of the homeowner. And when I called Angie Lee, I called the guy that set me up with it, I guess my little account manager dude or whatever.
Yeah.
Told him what was going on, and he was like, well, that's a different department. Let me transfer you over to them, and if they can't take care of it, call me back, and I'll make it right. So I called them, and I was like, hey, I can't get a hold of these customers. They're not answering the phone, and I'm just trying to get my credit back for that, and it says I'm ineligible for it. And the lady was like, well, we can't do anything about that. It doesn't fall in the right category. I said, so you're telling me I have to pay for something I never got to talk to, and that's what you're telling me? And she was like, well, not exactly. You have the option to continue to try to call them. I said, it's the incorrect stuff. I'm not getting a hold of them.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I mean, it's just, you have an address. You can go do that. And I said, no, I'm not going to go bother somebody over this.
Texas.
Yeah.
It's like the most pro Second Amendment state in the country. And yeah, I'm just going to go knock on his door.
Yeah, but all of us carry guns, man. I got six in this truck right now.
So do I. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah.
And I tried to explain to her, you know, I'm not going to go pestering these.
Yeah,
and I tried to tell her I'm not going to go pester these people. Like, I just want my credit back for those two leads. And she was like, I'm sorry, we can't do anything about it. So I said, well, that was cool. You know, I appreciate it. I had a good time with Angie, but I'm done. So I called my little dude back or whatever, Gavin, and I said, hey, man, she told me that it doesn't fall under criteria. She told me to, like, basically pull up to these people's houses and start banging on the door. And he was like, are you serious? I said, yeah. So if we can't get my eligibility up for the two credits to return back to me, then I'm probably going to part ways. And he said, well, I could probably get you a $100 credit back. I said, that's more than what I'm asking for. I just want the $62.75 split between the two. You know, it was like 30-something for one, I think, and like 20-something for the other. And he said, well, why not 100? And I said, because I don't want that. I don't deserve that. I just want my money back for the two that I was sent and had to pay for. And then, like, his manager got on and was, like, praising me because I was trying to be honest and said nobody does that. People try to get handouts and more than they're asking for and yada, yada, yada. So I told him as long as we're good and I get my eligibility back, then I'll stay there. But I will not be taken advantage of, and I'm not going to do anybody dirty, and I don't want to be done dirty.
Right, right. And
so
what stuck out to me, too, is you said $62 for two leads.
Well, it was 28-something for one and, like, 30-something for the other. One was a bigger lead. It was wall and attic. And
but,
one was,
I mean, at that rate, 10 leads, you're dropping 280 to 300 a month, if you're getting 10 leads in a month. You know, you might get 10 leads in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but 10 leads times, you know, at the, I think the cheapest lead I've done for them
but
was like $2,600.
You can market you independently on the first page of Google for $199.
And I'm not complaining about that. I mean, that's definitely
that's what I'm saying. You should try it, because if you compare the two, I'm sure it's a no-brainer for you. Not just on the financial perspective, but disputing leads takes up time, and time is money. The time you spend arguing those leads, you know, you pay $199 for the month, you don't get charged any other lead fees. So we're not sitting here arguing leads and disputing leads. And obviously we're not sending leads at all. The customers are calling you live. So the whole, like, trying to chase down a customer isn't happening. We're actually putting you in front of people who are already looking for insulation, and then they're picking you and calling you. It's a whole different ball game. You're not wasting your time.
Y'all's is $2,400 for the year, and how many leads realistically could you guarantee off of that?
Well, our services are month to month, so you don't have to commit to a year. It's month to month, so we go 30 days at a time.
I'm saying realistically, if I tried this out for a year, like,
yeah, but you're not
going
to get there unless the first couple months are profitable, you know?
if we take it
30 days at a time.
If I don't get at least 5 to 6 leads off of it, to be realistic, that's not profitable enough for me.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm asking. Like, yeah, it's cool to have advertising, but only if the advertising works.
Right. I mean, everybody uses Google. Everyone. It's not an unknown thing that we're pitching you here. You know, Google advertising's been the most profitable form of marketing on the internet for the last 10 years.
Any kind of social media is great, no matter what platform you're on. Everybody's
debatable.
On
I mean, we also do Facebook ads. Facebook ads doesn't even get a fraction of what the Google listing does.
I tried the first year of business doing little, you know, trying to boost my stuff and the Facebook ads off of that, and it was a complete waste of time.
Exactly. So Google is where it's at. But the problem with the Google listing for Howard County, there's only 3 insulation contractors that are going to show at a time. We have one listing available. That's why we're bugging you. We're going, hey, if you could see a value in using Home Advisor, why not? You know, list yourself independently. Let these guys call you directly. It's not going to take a month or two, longer than a month or two to see the difference. It's a no-brainer. This is apples and oranges here.
So if I – so y'all build the website. Y'all design everything, do all that. Y'all take care of it. Do I get access to my own website?
Yeah, of course. Okay. We're not going to deny you access to your site.
For sure. So the next question, say we run this for a month and, you know, it's not too bad. Run it for a second month, not too bad. Third month, just nothing happens. And I quit. Does that website disappear or do I still get access to that website?
We charge you a $99 buyout on the URL. That's what it costs us.
So I pay $99 and I keep that URL for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's yours.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what it costs
us
to get it. But while you're a client, we don't charge you for it.
So what is the $200 then?
That goes into getting everything set up and developing it, securing that spot, doing the optimization. We're going to have to do a client interview. We're going to have to send out your Google PIN verification letter to you in the mail. Verify you're in Howard County. So there's a setup process as well as optimization that we have to do. So the algorithm updates weekly. So if we're not doing those updates, you'll rotate off.
Gotcha.
Or we'll go find somebody else.
So first month's $199. What is it for after that? Because what I got from that, it'll stay startup.
Yeah, no, it'll stay $199. So it's $199 a month. As long as you're with us, that's not going to go up or change. Now, obviously, later down the line, you know, the more money you make and the more we get to grow you, maybe they hire some guys and you want to keep expanding, like, further outside of Howard County. Well, then, you know, obviously, then we would need to do an ad for you and things like that.
I do all over Texas, but
I remember you saying that at the beginning of the call.
Yeah.
That's why we have the availability for Howard County, that local listing. Anything outside of that, because you're not, I mean, you have to be located there. That's why they send that PIN verification letter. So you're located in Howard County, and that's the spot we're looking to fill. Anything outside of that, we have to actually run a Google ad for you, which would make the campaign more expensive. So what I'm trying to do here is get your foot in the door, show you it's better than what you're using now without breaking the bank. Get it in as minimum as possible to prove what we could do. And then, obviously, if you want to expand it or you want to hire some guys, we could always talk a bigger number, you know, down the line.
Yeah, realistically, my parents have been in this county for almost 50 years. I might get one or two jobs in Howard County a year, and they're normally super small jobs. All of my main money and working is 100 miles, 250, 300 miles in a radius around Big Springs. So I wouldn't want to pay for anything that's in Howard County. That would not help me at all.
Yeah, I mean, you got to show up in your own backyard before we can have you showing in surrounding areas. If you wanted to have like a 55-mile radius, I could do a 55-mile radius, but that would up the cost, you know. The cost is going to go up. The more ground you cover, obviously you're going to get more opportunities, but the cost is going to go up with the programming and having to run that additional Google ad. So the ads is totally different. You can't market yourself on Google like outside of an area that you're not located in without actually having a Google ad. It just doesn't work that way. The PIN verification marks your center spot, and then you go from there. Now, if you do look, here's the thing, though. You're telling me, I mean, I know you said, and I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying that the data is kind of matching up wrong. When you're saying insulation, you know, just in the last 30 days in Howard County, the keyword insulation has 1,218 hits. So I'm not saying that you're going to get 1,218 phone calls. People might search 3-4 times over, but I think there's a big difference between, you know, actually showing up at the moment they're doing the search and not. You know, your family's business here, Four Seasons, comes across as it's not even open. There's no website or active phone number right now or directions on that listing. So
correct.
I wouldn't imagine that they'd be able
to
get anything from it. Sorry.
Yeah, most of the insulation – no, you're good, man. Most of the insulation that people are looking for in Big Springs is foam, and I want nothing to do with foam. The only way I'd mess with foam is if someone signed an agreement that they would never come sue me if anything happened. So that's what I mean by our business with my parents being in business, I think they were in Big Springs 36 years they were in Howard County, and I've been here the last six. So we're talking over 40 years in this place. People have known me. My grandfather was huge in this town. My uncle was big in this town. Everybody knew who we were. We're not a real big town here.
I know.
So, yeah, I understand, you know, 1,000-something on hits of insulation keyword kind of thing, but you're also talking apples to oranges. We're not talking apples to apples here. It's a different kind of insulation. Most of the people I talk to in Big Springs are looking for foam.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that could be the case. It just says insulation. But the good thing is, too, we can make it keyword specific. So I can also make it so that you're not just showing for insulation or not showing for foam keywords. We could target only, like, spray insulation keywords, if that's what you're looking to do. And that way you're not showing up for those other services, and that'll make it so that the calls are more specific. You know, they have to type in that exact phrase in order to get your information and be able to contact you. So that stops you from wasting your time, again, right, instead of calling out on leads, paying lead fees, or dealing with something that's not specific. It's designed to be specific, so that way, you know, it's fitting geographically and, you know, service-wise exactly what you do.
Yeah, I got you. So realistically here, because there's no way I'd sign up with y'all if it was just Howard County. I understand, you know, get your foot in the back door kind of thing with Google and, you know, then go out. But if I were to sign up with y'all, I would want to do at least a minimum of 250-mile radius around Big Spring, Texas, Howard County. What would that cost right there?
Well, I mean, you're talking about a Google ad campaign, so, you know, you're changing your cost from $199 to $499. So you're talking about $500 a month to cover that kind of ground.
Yeah.
And that's usually why the only companies doing that are pretty big companies. But at the same time, the kind of work that you do, I mean, I don't know. How many jobs would we need to bring you in order for $499 to make sense for you to make that money back each month?
$500 a month, I would need, let's see, I'd probably get...
I mean, you realistically want like a 10-to-1. Yeah, you want like a 10-to-1 return. You're not really, nobody's trying to get even, or break even. You know, that doesn't make sense.
Pay $499 to make... Yeah, I would realistically probably right around 8 to 10 leads to feel comfortable.
You mean jobs, right? I mean, leads are...
Yes.
Leads are leads, but jobs, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, even at that, you could show up to somebody's house and they don't like the way that you smile and they don't want to do business with you.
No,
so
I know.
That's why I said,
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking conversion. You know, HomeAdvisor's in the business of leads. You know, our best interest is having you get as many jobs as possible. If you don't get jobs, we don't see you come back next month. If you're not making money, we're not making money. So it's not just about, oh, here's some leads. You know, you got, oh, good, you got leads. You know, we don't care about that. We care about the jobs that you're landing, conversions, what's actually turning into work for you, what's actually turning into money for you. You know, that's home advisor slang that you're talking here with the leads. And we don't care about that. So if I broaden up the 250-mile radius and then we go just spray foam, let me pull the data on that because you just want to focus on
spray foam,
right? No spray foam?
No. I don't do any foam. What I do is attic and wall insulation.
Okay.
And I use cellulose material. Is Lulu still here or is she probably up?
She hopped off. She's downstairs getting a coffee.
Oh, cool. I'll take one.
Yeah, she's one of our older reps for sure. She's really cool, though. I love her. She's so funny. She's always saying, we're going to get Trump back. I'm like, yeah. Me too. I'm just like, oh, this guy's an idiot. It's like Obama all over again. All right.
Well, that's the thing. He's just the puppet. Everybody else in the Democratic Party is pulling the strings. God doesn't even know where he's shitting.
I know. I love how Elon just bought Twitter, too. It's like, you guys are going to control
the
media? Try trolling the media now.
Everybody's going to be going to Twitter. Yeah, Andy's contemplating buying Facebook out as well.
Yeah, I saw that. He made an offer. And then he also said that he was going to charge the government and news outlets if they wanted to post on Twitter. So that's like he's using their own stuff against them. I love it. It's like, okay, now you're gonna get taxed
if you want to post something on here, and if you post false stuff on here, then you're going to have to deal with it. But the people can say what they want. We got free speech. So that's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. He just kind of flipped the book on him. Okay, so have you heard of Google Analytics before? It's a public site that you can go on, and it allows you to see the keywords and like what's being searched in your area. So that way we don't have to play the guessing game on what's going to get your phone ringing when you're running an ad. Okay, I looked up attic insulation and I looked up wall insulation as two separate keywords. Okay. And this is a 250-mile radius, okay? So it's a lot broader area that we're talking about. But this one, if you were going to do the $499.
Yeah, I was going to say only in Texas. I can't do the 250-mile when it comes over because we're not that far from Hobbs, New Mexico. So that 250-mile radius is mainly for the north, the east, and the south. When it goes west, there's going to be an area between west and north that if you look on a Texas map, you got to kind of cut that out and pull the New Mexico counties out of it.
Oh, it does it automatically. It does it automatically. Okay, so, I put your address in there, or at least the one that we had on file here, the 1601 Ritchie Road.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I put 250 miles, and then when you look at it on the map, it'll automatically cut it out. So, you know,
okay.
My license isn't legal
to work in New Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, this is making it almost all the way to the DFW area, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine that way. I work all the way past DFW. I work down by San Antonio, Houston, El Paso. I mean, pretty much everywhere. It's just, like I said, we're only about an hour from Hobbs, New Mexico, hour and a half. So whenever it puts in, it just, as long as it cuts out that New Mexico side.
It does it automatically. Because the laws change there. I mean, we're not going to send you down to Mexico. You're not trying to go to Chihuahua.
Oh, not Mexico.
I know there's New Mexico, but 250, you get pretty darn close to Mexico from where you're at right here. Yeah. So here, but I pulled the data just for attic insulation and wall insulation, and I mean these numbers are ridiculous. I mean you're talking 4,000 plus searches on both of those in the last 30 days. So, you know, I'm not saying that you're going to get those kind of numbers. I'm not saying you're going to get 8,000 hits. You know, it's just not realistic. But I do think that that's going to end up inundating you, if I'm being honest with you. I think that's going to give you more phone calls than you can handle. I think you're going to get so sick of your phone, you're going to end up throwing it on the side of the road, driving down the street.
Well, I don't know if Lulu told you anything, but I own the insulation company. I do this, you know, day to day. I work 7 days a week. I also do hauling. I also do metal work, roofs, dirt work, a little bit of plumbing. I do mechanics on the side. And I got 4 kids, and eventually I'm not going to be able to work, so I want to make sure I can take care of all my kids.
I gotcha. I only have one. He just turned one, actually, on the 28th of last month, April
28th. We got 4. We got 3 girls and a boy, and our boy is our youngest. So we got 8, 7, 3, and 2.
Anybody that says they got 3 girls and a boy, I know the boy is the last one.
Yeah, he's definitely less. I'm getting my haircut and I'm done.
You keep swinging till you get him, and then you're like, okay, I'm good. I just got lucky. I had my son on the first swing, and we were like, I don't know if we want another one. You know, she keeps talking about it. Like, I love my sisters, but I don't know.
Because he's realistic, and one is, you know, one's awesome, but once you have two, anything more than two, they all pretty much just roll together. And one will keep itself kind of busy and still kind of pester you, but not pester, but when you have two kids, they'll play with each other, they take care of each other, and then, like us having 4, I mean, they always entertain themselves.
Yeah, and I grew up in a family with 4 kids. Like, I was the 3rd of the 4, too. So I got an older brother and an older sister, and it was boy, girl, you know? So I know, we were so busy playing with each other or teasing each other or whatever it was. My parents were just able to go on about doing what they're doing. And then when they got home, we just try to act like everything was all peachy king.
So nobody got their butt looked.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, zip it. Maybe they won't notice that we broke that vase. No, so I get it. Yeah, I get it. But I'm also kind of just like, I do like taking vacations and having that extra plane ticket is not such a big deal. Then you got to get 2 more. Then you got to get 3 more. Then it just starts feeling like, forget it, you know. Yeah, I don't want to get into that. I'm a big travel guy.
Yeah, me too. I travel all the United States. I said two is a really good number to stop on. But,
yeah,
my kids, they travel with us everywhere.
If I have another one, it would definitely be the last one, though. I know. We've been having that conversation, but I'm just enjoying my son. I'm still a new dad, even though, you know, I've had him for a year. A year is still just fresh. It's like he was born yesterday, you know. He's barely got six teeth, and he just started walking. He got his shots, actually, yesterday after work. I had to take him down there, and he said he's got low iron, so I was all stressed out about getting him pills. Like, they think he has maybe like anemia from lack of iron, not giving him enough protein, I guess. He doesn't like his meat. So, you know, it's stressful. I'm just adjusting to that, and I just feel like once I got comfortable with that, then we could revisit that. So there might be like a 2 or 3 year age gap between them.
My two older ones are months apart, and my two younger ones are months apart. So I don't know. It's kind of a toss up on that thing. So my oldest two are 8 and 7. My younger two are 3 and 2. So
wow, you really went back to back with it. Yeah, I mean having them close.
Well, it's easier. Yeah, they get out of diapers about the same time. They potty train about the same time. It's not like you have to redo the whole process again, go back to diapers. I mean,
yeah,
you kind of knock it out
the other,
at the same time.
Kinda, yeah, they can
exactly.
See him doing things. Yeah, my brother just had his second, so my nephew is only a month younger than my son, and then he has an older boy that's 7. So they're a few years apart. My brother is 5 years older than me, and we didn't really get along. Like by the time I got to like 15, I was beating him up on the regular. I was getting back at him for all the stuff that he was doing to me the first 15 years. So we're cool now, but yeah, I mean it wasn't really playful that much with me and my brother. But I noticed that they're having the other boy, he does develop a lot quicker. Like my nephew's kind of developing a little bit quicker than my son because he has his brother in the house running around with him all the time. So it's interesting. It's interesting to watch. So I think about it sometimes. I don't want him to be lonely either when he gets older if I croak or something, but I don't know. My parents had 4. So I tip my hat to you though, cause I know what you mean. You're going to be a busy man. My dad's still working to this day. I can't get him to stop. He thinks if he stops, he'll die.
Oh, it's not that. I just, man, I have hobbies and my hobbies are expensive. And, I like to race side by sides. I like to race cars. I like to shoot. I like to do both.
Yeah,
so,
ammo's been horrible these past couple of years. I hated that.
Well, it all depends on where you get it. There's some places online you can order 5,000 rounds at a time.
Oh, that's what I'm missing. I need to order it. But, you know, we're over here in Southern California, too. So it's like, it sucks. We're in the Orange Curtain, so we're like the most red area of California and in the whole state. You know, I mean, we're the most pro-Trump county in the whole freaking state. But it's just... The gun laws are just different. I have to go get a concealed carry license every year. I got to go down there. I have some stuff I have ordered online, weapons, where you got to order them separate, you know, and then put it together as it comes because otherwise, you know, it's a long thing. But, yeah, it's not like Texas. Let's put it that way. You're in a good area.
Yeah, we just slap a pistol on our side and we go.
I know. You're in a good area for freedom, man. It's like... Call me China when you leave Orange County out here. You know, once you get towards L.A., it's like, you know, they see a gun, they'll just start shooting at you. He had a gun. Like, so what? I have a right to have a gun. Like, all of a sudden, I'm a threat now because you see I got a gun on my head, you know. So
I did a few hauls last year there. I actually went to Chino, California for a game fair museum. I hauled a few planes for them. And, man, I was shitting bricks when I came from Arizona to Cali because I drive a deleted diesel with 5% window tint, and mine trucks loud, it's fast, puts out black smoke. I'm pulling a trailer into the deal. They go from 75 to 55 with a trailer, which I didn't pay attention to. I still ran 80-85, you know, Texas season. And anyway, when I pulled in, buddy, he was like, why are you freaking out? And I was like, bro, this is a deleted diesel, and we're going into, like, the most Democratic freaking state you can think of. He was like, what does that mean? I was like, they could tell us no and tell us that we can't come into the state. He said, are you shitting me? We just drove 16 hours. I said, nope, not shitting you. So luckily, they were shut down, and they let us just roll right through. So I was like, not so bad.
Yeah, some parts of it. I mean, we're still out there, man. There's still a lot of us that are, I mean, most of the... the state lines are run with the red still, I feel like. These guys, they let us be free and kind of do what we want. It's still America at the end of the day. Just because they put all this stuff on the TV and the news and the Dems doesn't mean guys all have their head on backwards, you know? It's just when you get into those densely populated areas, you know, then they start acting weird. Like, once you get over to L.A., they start acting weird. Like, you have a gun in L.A., and they just act like you're a gang member, and they just, you know, they'll whip it out. They'll have five of them pointing at you. I remember one time I got pulled over. I had, like, five squad cars behind me, and I had a concealed carry license, you know? But just because I had it or had it on me when they pulled me over, they just start calling back up and, you know, all of a sudden he's hostile, he's going to do something, he's a danger to the public, all this stuff. It just went
Jesus
through the whole
Christ.
Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous, you know? It's like they just violate your rights.
Yeah, now I know when my buddy was freaking out at Yanks Air Museum, because they own it. Whenever I pulled up, I had him grab something out of my pickup, and he was like, Jesus Christ, how many guns you got in that truck? And I was like, one for every seat. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, if we fill up the truck and something happens, I want everybody to have a way to defend. He said, you're telling me you got six guns in that truck? I said, yeah, and one on my side. He was like, holy shit, dude, you're Texas all the way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, Texas.
I mean, we just see things differently.
Yeah, I almost bought a house, actually, in Corpus Christi. Like, right by the water.
Man, I hate Corpus.
I know.
It's so dry, hot, or wet, hot down there.
Yeah, the guys tell me that all the time, but I always grew up real close to the water, so I feel like living too far inland, I'd start missing the beach a little bit. I love going down
the
water.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I grew up in Huntington Beach, California, so it's like Surf City, you know? The guys are like real laid back.
See, and we went to, with that first haul that we did to Chino, I know we're way off topic right now, but that first haul we did to Chino, we dropped it in Chino that night. I drove 17 hours straight. And we dropped the load, and then we drove down to Long Beach because I was like, fuck yeah, we'll be able to go to Long Beach, put our toes in the sand, drink some beer. And then we ended up on the, like, not beach side of it. Like, we were with all the shipping containers and the boats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
San
and I'm
Pedro.
Like, we...
San Pedro, that's the port of L.A., yeah. For all the...
Yeah, so we stayed in, like, this really nice... Yeah, we stayed in, like, this really nice hotel, but there's nothing but ships and containers around us. And I'm like, bro, if this is Long Beach, this sucks.
Yeah, you were by Terminal Island, like on the far other side. That's like the port of L.A. That's where we get all our imports. A lot of our imports from international waters come over there.
Yeah, I'm guessing. So we went over this huge bridge, and there was, like, container yards on the left, the right, in front of us, behind us. Like, I was not happy.
Yeah, that's part of what makes L.A. and New York, like, the biggest cities in the country is because they have those ports like that. They got ports where they bring stuff from all over different countries, and they port it in, and then you got all these businesses that ship it inland to all the other places, all the other states. So that's why they're known as business, the biggest business cities, is actually because of those ports. All those shipping containers are just full of the stuff you order off Amazon and things like that.
Yeah, and it was crazy, too, because we were, like, I think 3 or 4 minutes away from our hotel, and we go to pull up to a stop sign, and my buddy rolls the window down, and he looks out, and he's like, bro, don't stop, don't stop. I was like, why?
Yeah.
And I look over, and there's nothing but tents and, like, hobos, and there's needles all on the ground. My headlights are lighting them up, and I'm like, what the hell?
Bad area. It's a bad area. It's weird how it's like that out here, though, because you'll have, like, a really poor area in Long Beach, and then you go the opposite way. You go south in Orange County, and that's where it gets real nice. Like, once you hit Belmont Shore, Seal Beach, Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, those are some of the richest areas in the whole United States. And these people are all well off. So, and we live right on the water. Yeah.
Yeah, the second time we went up there, we went to San Diego. And we crossed right by the Naval Base and went way out there. And that was a lot nicer. There's still some weird people out there, but that was a lot cooler.
Yeah, it's closer to Mexico, too. So that's what I'm saying. We got it, like, where we're away from the craziness of L.A., and we're far enough from San Diego and and the border.
Hold on, I'm here just a second.
Oh, you're good.
All right. I guess whenever you get a chance, let me know if the can's still good or what I need to get, because I'm trying to set money back for that, too. So, much appreciated. It shouldn't take very long to do it. We just didn't have a key, so I broke the ignition. We got it to turn. It'd start for, like, a second and die, and then the lights would start flashing. So, I'll be back. Thank you. Sorry about that. I had to come over to my buddy's and grab his HP tuners.
I got a little 5'3". I told you, man, my hobbies are expensive. So I got a mud truck that I built when I was a kid, and had to come over here and grab his HP tuner since I don't have a laptop with HP. And I got this little 06 that's a 5'3", and I had to basically hotwire it to get it running. But the VAT shut me down, and we were able to start it, but it would only run for like a second. So I need to get into the computer real quick and shut the VATs down so I can make sure it's good before we pull it and stick it in my mud truck.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're going to have some fun this weekend then, huh?
Well, not this weekend, but the buddy that I just got the HP tuners from, he built my 402 stroker for my rip truck, and it had a little bit of metal shavings. Like, they're all super small, nothing that I worried about, but he built the motor for it, and anyway, the crank pulley had came off on it, and I was driving it down the road, and I told him, he was like, well, get it to the shop. So I got a ride to my other truck and my trailer, went and picked it up, took it to the shop, and pulled everything apart. The snout of the crank's not super great condition, and he was like, well, it's so fire up. And I was like, I don't know, man, it turned over slow. He was like, I don't like to hear that. I was like, I'm sorry, I was just being honest with you. So we've got it fired up, you know, starts chopping nasty, good and hard, and he's like, before you start this thing again, you're going to change the oil on it, make sure it's kosher. I was like, whatever you say, man. I said, you built the motor, I just don't want to blow it up again. So I go to get the oil out of it, and it's got a bunch of shavings. But it's not like bottom end, like bearings or anything. He's thinking it might be my lifters rubbing on the lifter housing. So he told me, he said, we're going to pull the motor, and I'm going to rebuild it and check it out again. He said, you got 500 miles on it. There's no sense in tearing up, you know, a $9,000-$10,000 motor again. So he finished pulling the motor on it the other day. So now I'm trying to get my mud truck running and slap a big nasty cam in it and a big saw and throw like a 200 shot of nitrous, go play in the mud and while my race truck's down. Jeez. And like my daily driver is the 07 Duramax, and on the big tune makes about 600 wheel horse and 1,100 foot-pounds of torque.
That's your daily driver?
Yeah, that's my daily. I'm driving it right now. It's that's on tune 5. On tune 3, it's around like 4, 450.
You know what
and
the
this
gas
is what I
over here?
Oh, I know, man. When I went over there to Yanks and did that haul, we got down by San Diego, and it was like $6.95 a gallon whenever it was two-something here for diesel. I was like, man, I'm so happy I got a fuel cell and I can make it all the way back to Texas. Because I carry 25 under the truck, 45 in the bed. I could drive, without a trailer, I can drive to L.A. and back and not have to fill up until I get back.
Dang, that's beautiful.
I got 23 miles
to go. Well, one thing I will say that's good about California, if you ever get the chance, drive PCH one time before you croak. Drive that Highway 1, whether you're going south to north, whether you go like L.A.
Is that the one that runs right by the ocean?
Right on the water. Do it.
We drove that last time. Yeah,
oh,
we got on that highway. We went from Chino, and we cut straight over to the ocean, and then we drove from there up to San Diego, and we drove right beside the ocean the whole way, and I was like, man, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's nice. That's where I live, like right in Huntington Beach. I grew up right there, so once it starts getting all surfy with a bunch of palm trees, that's home.
Yeah, I'd like to learn how to surf, but man, I'm fat and I don't like to paddle, and there's bigger shit in the ocean than me, so I'm not about that.
You'll slim up real quick out here, man. It's just the culture. I don't know what it is. It keeps you outside a lot. You know, I can't wait for summer.
I ain't got a problem. Yeah, I ain't got a problem being outside, but in water I can't see in, and I know there's whales and sharks. I'm good, buddy.
It ain't that big a deal. People, there's too many movies out there. They got a net out here that it's these buoys, I mean, it's like 6 mile stretch. So, I mean, no sharks are getting in there. We haven't seen a shark in that area in years, since I was a kid. You know, I'm 31 now.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I mean, we haven't had
any. Hey, we the same age.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, I'm 31, I think, or I might be 32. I was born in 91, January 1991. I'm pretty sure I'm 31.
Yeah, I'm October.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
so you younger?
No, I'm
oh,
older.
Oh no, you're older. Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
yeah you're
you won't be 30. Are you just turned 32?
31. I just turned 31. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because you were born in 90. Yeah, I was born in 91, like a few months after you. You were born in 90. I was born in 91. So I am 31. I was thinking I was 32.
Son, when I was 30.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, so you're 31. You'll be 32 this year.
He was born 4/28/21.
Dang, my son is, so my oldest daughter is 9/9/13, and then I got my middle daughter 2/6/15, and then my youngest daughter is, 2/9/19, and my son is 3/4/20.
Don't ever forget that. That shows you're a good dad, because I used to hate my dad because he would always forget our birthdays. There's too many of us for him, and he would never plan anything. He'd just hand us $100 and be like, here, oh, it's your birthday? Here's $100.
I quit celebrating my birthday, so I don't really keep up with mine or my age, I guess.
Right now, too. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, so, like, I keep up with my kids and, like, my wife, so I'll forget hers every now and again, which makes me feel like an asshole, but I don't know, after my parents passed away, I don't keep up with stuff like that, but my kids always kept up with that.
My mom passed away in 2010 from melanoma, skin cancer, actually, but my dad's still around.
So, my mom passed away when I was 20, so, this year was 10 years. So in 2012, I lost my mom. Yeah, and then a year later, I lost my dad, or who I called my dad. I never knew who my real dad was.
Oh, man. Well, that's going to make you a better dad, though. I'm telling you, mine was just pain in the ass, man, so I just try to be a good one. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, anyway, sorry to get off topic again. It's pretty cool talking to you. Most people I don't like from Cali, so.
Me either, and I live here. I take care of mine, and I just keep to myself, man. You know what I mean? Keep one loaded in case they ever kick in the door. That's basically it. Just go about my business.
You ever come to Texas or I ever come to Cali again, I'd like to buy you a beer or whatever. Chew the shit in person.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'll come down to Huntington Beach to show you what it's like when it's a red area of California. It's a whole different ball game. You've got to
get down. I want to go back.
Yeah, it's nice over here in Orange County. You got to fly into like John Wayne Airport, and that's where.
Oh no! Unless I'm behind the controls, I don't like riding when I'm flying. I want to fly when I fly.
Oh, I hear you. I have a buddy who's actually a pilot out here, but I haven't really flown with him to Texas ever. He just usually does like San Francisco and then down to San Diego. He keeps it right here on the coast.
Yeah, no. Driving's not bad. It only takes me 17 hours, and I drive it straight, so it's not bad. It just takes me a day to get there.
You can fly?
Huh?
You can fly?
No, I'm saying driving, but I mean, we've messed around with planes before. I mean, yeah, we've messed around, you know, on planes. Where, I mean, none of us have license or anything, but we live in Texas, so, you know, you're out on a ranch, 500-600 acres, ain't nobody going to say anything to you if you... You know, get in a plane and pull it up a few hundred foot off the ground.
A little crop duster, little Cessna.
Yeah, we've messed around with little stuff like that, but I've never flown anything big.
Yeah, me either. I've never flown anything big. I've flown a Cessna 182, though, a couple times. Just a little crop duster plane, propeller plane. You know, it's pretty small. It fit like 4 or 5 people in it. But
yeah,
I won't put anybody in it other than my buddy who's a pilot in case I screw up. I'm not to the point of put my lady or kid in there.
Oh yeah, for sure. So 250-mile radius around Big Springs, $499. Y'all build my website. There's feed in right now in the last 30 days around 4,000 on walls, 4,000 on attic. You guarantee me $250K a month, I send you 10%, we call it good.
I can't guarantee you $250K a month. I can't do that.
What? I guarantee 10% of that. Come on now, buddy.
I can't guarantee. I'm not allowed to say that because we can put you up there. You know, we can get you listed. I can promise you get you listed, but we can't guarantee a certain amount of clients or income from the placement. They don't let us do that because that's just unethical. That's why the FTC is about to shut these guys down. HomeAdvisor going, hey, we guarantee you 50 leads. You know, and then they give you leads that are old. Oh, but you got your 50. Who cares? That's just lying. You know, they're lying. So I'm not gonna lie to you. I can't make the customers pick you, and you know what I mean. I can't promise you that. Can't guarantee that.
No, I'm just jerking your chain, bud.
Oh yeah, I gotta be realistic though when it comes to that. You know, because I've been here 10 years. It takes
yeah, you're good.
House.
Yep. Realistically, I'm going to have to do some thinking on this, just kind of weigh my options, because,
okay.
You know, if it does work out good and I get really busy, I'm going to have to find more people to hire. And the worst thing going on right now is trying to find people that are worth the shit to work, because nobody wants to work.
Yeah, yeah, that's the problem. They're talking about how it's biggest or more people quit their jobs last month than you know, they have in like 10 years, 20 years.
Yeah,
everybody
so I have no problem working. Yeah, I got no problem. I've got one or two guys that are pretty good, but I mean, if this were to pick up, you know.
I kind of like that, but I kind of don't. So what happens with my guys when they get too busy, and I hate this, and this is kind of why we've been calling out on this one, is it, well, one company shut down on this one. So, but anyway, sometimes these guys that I work with, they get so busy that they'll get booked up for like a year, and then they go, oh, well, this is month to month. Well, how about I just cut this $500 bill off for leads because I don't need to pay these guys $500 a month if I'm already booked up for jobs for the rest of the year. So then I get the short end of the stick.
I book out a few months at a time kind
of
thing.
Yeah. So
like I told you, my grandfather's a pastor, and we don't believe in screwing anybody over. So if I were to get booked up that much, like obviously I would just be like, hey, I need to pay for the year kind of thing. But like I was saying, you know, I don't mind doing this, but I need to also talk to my current employees and be like, hey, if I get pretty busy, are y'all going to stick around? Because I don't want to make any kind of promises to myself or you, set myself up in any kind of debt. Realistically, it's advertising, so any kind of advertising is debt. You still pay it, whether it's month to month.
Ah, it's a write-off, though. You get it's a business expense, so you write it off.
Yeah, but
talk about taxes. I live in California, so you know, talk about making $200K and only seeing like 1/10 of it. Yeah,
but
trash.
Like I said, if you can give me a call, I mean Lulu was awesome, but obviously I clicked a little bit better with you. I don't know if you're above her, below her, equal to her, but we've kind of made
not
a pretty
above
cool
anybody, man. Yeah, I hear you. I mean, in the work sense, yeah. Only certain people are allowed to run transactions here. That's what it is. So all it means is I've been down and got fingerprinted, give them ID, and just go through all the same crud as I would on getting my CCW. They would come track me down if somebody gets ripped off, you know. That's all it is.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. We've made a rapport. We've talked a little bit. Basically, you know, I am interested in it. But like I told you, you know, there's no way I'd do it with just being in Howard County, so I definitely want to go the 250-mile radius.
Yeah.
I just kind of need to wait
for
my wife a little
decision.
Bit.
I hear you.
Yeah,
and I understand that. That's why I was aiming for the 199, because I was like, hey, if I get your foot in the door and show you, not so much, hey, you're going to get a bunch of clients from it right out of the gate, because it's only Howard County, but hey, you're up there, the website's knocked out, and then, hey, maybe as soon as next month you're going, okay, let's bump it up and do the ad, you know, so that way I could really start seeing the jobs flow in. I was more taking a show-and-prove approach before we start talking a bigger number, you know?
Yeah, no, if I do it, I'm doing it the right way from the get-go. I'm not going to slowly step up.
No, I can respect that. So here, let me send you my direct number and extension, though. So that way you have it, and then you can always check on that listing. We got to have the local area, though. Markets before I can have you listed in any of the surrounding areas. So, I mean, just check on it. I'll let you know straight out. Huh?
Yeah, so how long would that take? You said we have to have the local area first before we can kick out. So how long is that? Like a day, 12 hours, 24, a couple weeks, a month?
Well, no, it just has to open up. So, like, basically what happened for the insulation category in this area, we had a debt account, right, which according to Lulu is like your parents' company or was your parents' company. But
yeah.
it's like a dead listing. It's an inactive listing. So we can't, it's up there, but we have to find somebody to replace it for Howard County, right? Otherwise Google's not getting paid for it, period. And that's what they want to avoid that. So they call out on it and they'll fill that spot. If we fill that spot, then we don't have another listing available for Howard County. Somebody would have to discontinue it or relocate to another area, right? And before it opens up. So you want to have that listing before you start doing ads outside of your area. You want to establish yourself, have yourself PIN verified in your own backyard before you start running an ad in other places. It just helps with the quality score and how much your ad appears on that first page, the amount of leads and clicks and calls that you're going to get. So the ads just perform better if you already have a local listing. Not saying that you can't.
I got you.
But that's why it's a bundle. You could do AdWords by itself, you know, and just put like 400 towards an ad, but it's not going to have the same type of quality score as if we've built your site, have you established locally, had some reviews built up, you know. So usually we run them together. You're not really going to want to run an ad without having yourself relevant in your own neighborhood, you know. It's like, who the hell is this guy? That Conor McGregor movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Who the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're good. So the number that you texted me off of, if I were to respond texting-wise, you would get that?
Yeah, yeah, it'll come through my computer as an email, but I'll get it.
Okay, cool. Give me a few days, talk everything over, and I'll get back with you. It might be next week before I get back with you, but I'll definitely do it.
Hey, you know how to find me. I'm here, man. If you have any questions, you could always just feel free to bounce them off me, too. As long as you have that availability, you know, I'll work with you.
Okay. That'll work. I appreciate it, man.
All right, brother. You have a great rest of your day. It was good talking to you.
Yep, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.